An attack by multiple gunmen in Vienna left at least one person dead and several others wounded late Monday, November 2nd, officials said. Find out the details of what security officials are calling a terror attack after a short message from our sponsors.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
Vienna police tweeted, "One deceased person, several injured, one officer included." They added that police officers had shot and killed one suspect. Police in the Austrian capital said several shots were fired shortly after 8 p.m. on a lively street in the city center, and that there were 6 shooting locations. Austria's top security official said authorities believe several gunmen were involved, and that a police operation was still ongoing. The head of the Jewish community in Vienna said the shooting took place on the street where the city's main synagogue is located, but it wasn't clear whether the house of worship had been targeted. The synagogue was already closed at the time of shooting. Rabbi Shlomo Hofmeister told the Associated Press that he saw at least one person fire shots at people sitting outside bars on the street below his window. "They were shooting at least 100 rounds just outside our building," Hofmeister said. He continued, "All these bars have tables outside. This evening is the last evening before the lockdown," he added. "As of midnight, all bars and restaurants will be closed in Austria for the next month, and a lot of people wanted to use that evening to be able to go out. Please join Charisma News staff in praying for those affected by the incident and for God's peace to reign." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.